This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic from the podcast archives. We touch on the fashion industry occasionally on this show. After all, it touches on art, material science, history, and lots more of the subjects that we cover. But today's classic focuses in on a specific issue, the representation, or the lack thereof, of the interests of people with disabilities within the industry. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The fashion industry has some catching up to do when it comes to considering people with disabilities. That's according to the results of a recent study, which surveyed 113 people with mobility impairments. The findings showed that about half of the respondents were unable to attend events like weddings, school dances, and job interviews, or even to work out, because they couldn't find appropriate clothing. Allison Cable, lead study author and assistant professor of health sciences in the University of Missouri School of Health Professions, said in a press release, "The clothing industry continues to exclusively cater to able-bodied individuals, despite the fact that people with disabilities often miss out on important life events due to clothing-related problems." The study authors call on the fashion industry to take the millions of Americans living with disabilities into consideration when creating clothes. They wrote, "The design fields and apparel industry could play a vital role in helping people with mobility disabilities navigate these barriers." Some fashion designers have already heeded the call. Stephanie Alves is the founder, CEO, and designer of ABL Denim, which provides quality denim jeans for people with limited dexterity and mobility or with sensory processing issues like autism. She made the leap into the world of adaptive fashion after her stepsister became a wheelchair user 8 years ago. Alves explains, "She wasn't getting dressed much. She looked on the web and all she could find was geriatric clothing. So I started a jeans line because everyone said jeans were what they wanted most." Alves modifies designs to meet the various needs of people with disabilities. She said, "Someone who sits in a wheelchair all day can be prone to pressure sores. Seams can push and hurt, and pressure sores can land you in the hospital for 3 months. So she strategically places seams to prevent pressure sores and offers pants that are cut higher in the back to prevent them from slipping too low, a common complaint of wheelchair users. She offers one style with a zipper from the waist to the hips so the whole front of the pants can come down. That makes it easier for people with catheters, feeding tubes, or colostomy bags to use. Best of all, anyone can wear her designs, which is an important distinction for those who find traditional clothing for people with disabilities to be stigmatizing. Alves said, "When I wear the jeans, people don't know I'm wearing an adaptive jean." Magdalena Truchon, who lives in Haverstraw, New York, has used a wheelchair for 20 years. She blogs at Pretty Cripple and knows well the challenges of finding fashionable items that are also wheelchair-friendly. One of her pet peeves is shirts with cuffs that are too long. These can get dirty when they rub against the wheelchair's tires. Another problem is coats, something also singled out by many respondents in the survey we mentioned earlier. Coats can get stuck in the wheelchair wheels because they're so bulky. Truchon said, "It's really hard to tuck it under your butt, so you look like a cocoon shape. What would be great is if designers could create two slits up the back like a guy's business jacket." Truchon is hopeful that the fashion industry will become more cognizant of the needs of the disabled community. She said, "I think people think that maybe disabled people don't care about their appearance, but I feel like because I take the effort to look good, I make people smile." She reports taking a lot of care with choosing her shoes because people always notice them, and her hats because, quote, "your face is the first thing a person sees." Another route for customers with disabilities who can afford it might be made-to-order clothing. SENE is a custom-made menswear line that serves men of all body types, including those with limbs of various sizes. Founder and CEO Ray Lee said in an email interview, "It's a very tiny subset of our customer base, but it's definitely a meaningful one for us." Others make do with options in stores. Chris Anselmo, who lives in West Hartford, Connecticut, has a form of muscular dystrophy called Miyoshi myopathy. He looks for pants that are wide enough to accommodate his leg braces and for shirts or jackets he can button up rather than pulling over his head because he has lost arm strength. He said via email, "I see things heading in the right direction now that people are starting to realize that this is a need and an underserved population." Advocates for adaptive and inclusive fashion are starting to make more noise on behalf of the disabled population, and some retailers are taking note. For example, Walmart.com carries ABL denim items, and the Inclusive Fashion Design Collective was formed to improve accessibility to attractive and functional fashion items in diverse communities. Tommy Hilfiger also has a line of adaptive clothing for kids. In addition to the efforts of individual designers, there is the Open Style Lab, a nonprofit public service project founded at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It runs a 10-week summer program where designers, engineers, and therapists get together to create clothes for people with disabilities. It also offers an accredited course at Parsons School of Design in New York City. And the lab was part of the 2016 White House Fashion Show celebrating inclusive design, assistive technology, and prosthetics, as was ABL Denim. Open Style Lab Executive Director Grace June said via email, "Our mission is to make style accessible to people of all abilities. While there is a growing number of companies in this market, it's still a niche selection of available clothing that is specifically aimed at people with disabilities. Any individual with or without a disability should have the ability to express themselves." Today's episode is based on the article, "Clothing Industry's Narrow Focus Sidelines People with Disabilities," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.